Hello, women of power and spirit, and welcome to the month of March. I'm referring to our focus this March as Awakening the Sleeping Dragon. Now, that's not because I suddenly became infatuated with Chinese astrology, though that could be a great course of study. It's because March is a time when we start feeling our vitality, when we're coming out of that more inward space of winter. The plants do it, right? They know when it's their time to burst through the soil, and their vitality and their vigor start waking up and coming alive, and they begin to reach for the sun. In a sense, you could say they're invoking their masculine energy as they begin to aspire to the life that they are here to live and fulfill. And we as humans are the same. So this is the prescription I recommend we play with for this week, and it goes like this. It's from, by the way, January 3rd, 2019. Discover where you belong and then be bold about who you are. Now, the photograph for this particular prescription is a beautiful red-leafed tree in the middle of winter. It is absolutely gorgeous, and it's along a path with other red-leafed trees. And I want you to know that the image just happened to come with the sentiment I really wanted to convey. So I would invite you to be with that. I know in some places in the world, in this March, the early week of March, you're still getting winter weather. Some of you are already well into spring weather. So don't get too hung up on the time frame of the photograph itself, but rather if you're using that visual as a point of meditation, the idea of that visual right now is the uniqueness of that tree, how much it stands out against the background. And that is how it is and can be for each of us when we tap into being who we are, where we are to be, and are willing to be bold in our expression of our own uniqueness. In my years of doing ceremony, I have noticed a consistent longing from many of the individuals who attend ceremony to find where they belong, to find their tribe, to have that sense of things make sense to me, right? With this group of people in this environment, life makes sense to me. And what I've also observed over the years is that where you belong is anchored in who you are, your I am. Recently, I was talking with a client, and this same conversation arose in what you will soon discover, an upcoming Women Emerging Healing program. And we were talking about the significance of being clear about who you are, your I am, and who you are choosing to be. So the I am being the expression in this moment of your most conscious spiritual self and awareness. And with that, the choosing of what else you long to be aware of in your true divine nature. In this awareness, we then lovingly thank and let go of what we do not wish to be in this lifetime, and we reinforce what we do wish to become. And it works beautifully and magically with what you know as your most beautiful divine center and connection. Your sense of I am, as you have experienced in the holding meditations, is rooted in divine consciousness. The moment you receive that symbol, that symbolic representation of your I am life force, you are in direct connection with divine consciousness. It's supposed to be coming from the well of your super consciousness. And so When you experience that, you've probably noticed it has a vastness, a sense of a surety, of unshakable nature, of unstoppable nature, because it is this moment's expression of divine consciousness as you are right now. So this I am is very powerful. Once you are clear and living in your I am, living as that I am in the world, you will simply be drawn to be with more like-hearted individuals, your tribe, your people. In this belonging, you get to nurture the values that mean the most to you, and you get to find your voice and your strength. This step in your becoming is very important. In a sense, in a spiritual sense, you are repatterning your childhood. You are allowing yourself at this gestation, you might say, into yourself in spiritual adulthood, you are giving yourself the nurturance for specific spiritual values that you have and that you choose to embody, that has originally been expressed from your own divine essence. So finding your tribe, finding the people that are able to be with you in a sense of reverence and respect for this discovery within you is important, in as much as when you're a child, that nurturance from your parents is so important until you are ready to emancipate or manifest now as an expressed individual separate from your family. And there's a process involved with that as well, spiritually. So you may find, as an adult, that you anchor into a specific spiritual practice for some extended period of time, or even a limited period of time, in order to deepen your own awareness of your I am and nurture the experience of your I am as a divine being, until that particular type of nurturance or circle of support needs to change. So this time of protection and nurturing and support, and maybe a little bit of challenging that helps you go deeper into your own self-awareness, is very good and very important. What is helpful to understand about the I am is that as it grows and expands, you find that sense of belonging with all beings because you see the divine in all you encounter. And for many of us, that opens and awakens over a period of time. You see the divine in more and more and more beings and people. It is an ever-awakening state of I am that I am. It's not anything you need to rush into, by the way. It comes naturally as you anchor into the very sense of I am within yourself and allow yourself to experience the vastness and wonder of this very pure state. As you get comfortable with who you are, you can't help but be comfortable with where you are. As you get comfortable with who you are, you can't help but be bold in your expression of it. Your boldness conveys a sense of this is me, the divine expressing through me, and I'm good with that. At the same time, you can comfortably see how the divine is expressing through others. It is there that you can meet people, even those you disagree with or you have been hurt by, with a sense of relative ease because you are looking through the behaviors into their divine core. Boldness follows effortlessly as you get increasingly comfortable with you as the very nature and expression of the I am of the divine. and, as they say in Star Trek movies and shows, to boldly go where no one has ever gone before. How could you not boldly be who you are if you are fully alive in the divine? So if you are not feeling boldness in your life, in your acts of creation, you probably want to devote some time to going more deeply into yourself, into any pain that you're carrying, to love those limits, love those fears, love those doubts, as we do with the holding, until they release. And you are in a more expanded experience of being fully alive in the divine, in your I am. Because the natural expression of that is a bold and true expression of who you are. It's not a put-on kind of boldness. It's not like you're wearing it and pretending that you're confident when that's not what you're feeling, or that you're ready to go out and conquer something in your life when you're really not. We aren't talking about a contrived boldness. We're talking about the real natural state of boldness that is willing to stand up for what you have come here to live and die for. That it is so much embedded in your nature, that you so see the divine in others, that you are able to boldly walk up to another divine being and invite them into this experience that you are here to create, knowing they will either say yes or they will say no. That's not your business. Your business is to make the invitation, to be the clear, strong I am that is able to make that invitation and to learn in the process of the invitation itself. That you are speaking to another part of you each time you reach out to another individual. In our holding meditation, we'll be exploring a deeper relationship with your I am and feel the belonging and the boldness that is embodied within it. I'll see you at the meditation.